kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Magandang araw. Welcome to SBS Filipino. I'm Mark Liabres. And on today's Talking Sports, I have one of Rugby League's nomads and the original Philippine Tamarau captain, Luke Schrammer. Mabuhay. Welcome to SBS Filipino channel, Luke. Kamusta?
Kamusta.
Where in the Philippines is your heritage located, and which side of the Buko tree is the Filipino side?
Yep, my mother's, she's Filipino. My family from McLaren in Manila. That's my grandmother's side from Manila, and my grandparents' side from Cebu.
Nice. So, being Filipino, what inspired you to pick up a football?
Footy was right through my family. My father played, my older brother played, and just come through there. Rugby league was in our family, just picked up the ball as a young fella.
You can't tell on camera, but you're quite a small stature. What is your height, and how does it affect your game, preparation, and motivation to play rugby league?
Yep. My height's 158. Sometimes I'll say a little bit more, just to give me a few more. But
What's that? 5'2"?
I think it's 5'3". So, 158. It's just always being the smallest one on the field. Right through growing up, playing footy, always been the smallest, which has gave me motivation to, prove people wrong. On the field and off the field, and just always every single game, everything that you do, especially when people speak to you asking that that I play football, they get a bit shocked with my size, but through that's where I get the great motivation and drive.
Yeah, so your Filipino height is from your Filipino side. Where have you played rugby league, and which country is the most rugby league mad, do you think?
Yep. I've been lucky to play all over the world. So I've played tours in Samoa, Tonga, New Zealand, Thailand, in the Philippines, rugby league seasons in UK, USA, in France. Out of all those, countries, rugby league is strong there, but... at all the countries in the world, I haven't been lucky enough to play there. But Papua New Guinea is definitely it is rugby league mad. A lot of Papua New Guinean friends, just know everything and anything about rugby league, and I've met a lot of Papua New Guineans around the world with footy, and they love it.
So in the last 12 months, you've been to France, Queensland, Tumont. What are you doing in Sydney? Tell us why you are here with the Sydney University Rugby League, and how does it affect rugby league in the collegiate level?
Yep, playing and coaching for Sydney University. It's just a great opportunity for myself and the club long term. Made the move down here nearly 2 months ago now, and they've got a great plan and project in place for the future. They want to move up to Ron Massey Cup next year and feed it to Lock New South Wales Cup. There's a lot of history there that they did play in a New South Wales Rugby League grand final against the Rabbitohs in 1926, and there's a lot of history there. Being in 1920 was a lot, when they were created. They can be, there's so much potential there too. Obviously offering scholarships to ex-NRL players and certain rugby league players, which is going to build towards the future, which is going to be a huge incentive for the club, and then also rugby league in general, life after football, which is a tough thing. And we're playing the tertiary league this year. With myself as a coach, trying to help the club develop players. So My goal, in a long term, like already started, is a few Filipino boys that followed me over. I've got, Odyssey, that's come over from New Zealand. He's working in Sydney, so he's come play for us. So hopefully you turn into a little development club for Filipinos, Tamarals, and also emerging nation countries as well.
Well, that's excellent. Great news for rugby league in general. What do you think are the best athletic quality Filipinos possess?
Yep. Well, one big thing.
Being that you're, the average height for a Filipino.
Yeah, well, definitely, because we're all small, look, we got big hearts, a lot of drive and determination, but also, our speed, agility, and hand and eye coordination, especially, with a lot of successful Filipinos playing, basketball and boxing, they're all naturals. And you can incorporate those skills into rugby league with our speed and agility.
Oh, that's excellent. What challenges have you faced being Filipino in the sport of rugby league? I know you grew up in Queensland. Was there any difficulties being on the pitch or any troubles that you experienced?
There has been, obviously racial certain things growing up, but you've seen you deal with that, and you always love to try and prove people wrong.
But were you the Asian kid on the footy field?
Probably wasn't the Asian kid. People don't even know what I am, and that's why I'm so proud of my heritage, and especially when people do ask my heritage, tell them me I'm half Filipino. And Asian, so definitely proud of my heritage, and surprises people that I am Asian and doing what I'm doing, which is great.
You've already mentioned that you're playing in. You've come from Manila, and there's a Manila club in the Philippines in the domestic comp. How do you see the future of rugby league in the Philippines?
Our history is only small, but we've come a long way in just a short period of time. And we've got the domestic comp that started this season, there's more and more clubs growing. We've got the Manila Broncos popping up for next season, which is great. Everything's building and exposure. It's just great when you see, on Facebook, certain players getting in touch over there wanting advice, and then obviously seeing them at trainings, which is, sort of brings a little bit of a tear to my eye, and it's just great that, they're asking for feedback and help as well. So, at the end of the day, we're trying to develop in the heartland, and those players are developing, and the competition is developing rapidly. So, we got the Emerging Nations World Cup next year, and then 2021 World Cup, which is going to give more exposure over there. And it's just, the people that's over there at the moment, like Tim and Rick and everyone over there, have done a great job, and I'm so thankful for that. And the future's looking bright.
Magandang araw, welcome to SBS Filipino. I'm Mark Liabres, and on today's Talking Sports, I have one of Rugby League's nomads and the original Philippine Tamarau captain, Luke Schrammer. Mabuhay. Welcome back to SBS, Luke. And from our first part of our interview, you talked about your role with Sydney Uni in the tertiary level, and trying to develop the game of rugby league in the Philippines. So now, as a former player yourself or current player yourself, what advice could you give any Filipino who's thinking of becoming a professional athlete?
Definitely to be determined and dedicated. Just work hard. Seek advice and always try to you better yourself as a player and as a person. Just always doing little things right. That's what the certain players that do make it, they're the ones that do little things right, that make sacrifices. So You just always keep working hard and making sacrifices.
I mean, that's the advice you give to somebody, but just my own curiosity, what's the best advice that's been given to you?
Just everything my old man, my father said. One thing he did tell me is like, you know, God made small people with big hearts and bigger people with little hearts, and that's just one thing that I've carried on right through. Definitely.
So you're one of the originals with the Philippines National Rugby League, being the first captain and one of the first people to put a Tamarau's jersey on, and that was back in 2012. Now it's 2017. I met you in 2013 on our Philippines tour, and was actually one of the proudest things I've ever done. What's the proudest moment representing the Philippines, Tamarau's, or just the Philippines in general?
Every single time I represent Philippines, yeah, proudest moments. But definitely two, a couple of times that really stick out in my mind. Obviously, that the first Cabra Nines when we played, being able to score the winning try in extra time. Every single time I see it on, look, I get tingles.
Is that because you scored the try?
Oh, it's just the whole event. It was just, you think about it. Years growing up, you would never expect to represent the Philippines, and then having to do that, and then having that final where, you know, they didn't even want to shake their hands after the game because they were like embarrassed and whatnot. And it was just a great, proud moment. And then also, our first national test against Thailand in Bangkok. Got to play alongside my little brother. The same again. Whenever I think about that, I get tingles and just.
Have you guys played before with each other?
That was the first time. Like all growing up, all every afternoon and night, we'd be out in the front yard and out back. And look, I'm 6 years older than him, but everyone would always play for hours and hours until one of us starts crying. But it was the first time we got to play alongside each other, and that was great. And then also all the development clinics that we done in the orphanage. My cousin Kumi helped organise that as well, which was another proud moment. But those three really stick out in my mind.
Consider this is an SBS community radio station for the Filipino community here in Australia. What is the funniest or craziest memorable moment on the Philippines Tamarau's tour?
Every single time, there's so much great memories and great laughs each time. All these bonding sessions and get-togethers, that's one great thing. We're all brothers and we all get along. All the bonding sessions. There's one certain time he doesn't play anymore, Rennie Payne. There was an incident with Rennie in Manila one time, which was a great laugh. And every single time we always get together. There's so many great moments.
Can't believe you mentioned that name. It's been a while since I heard that. Okay. So, now, Luke, I have to ask the following questions to all the guests on SBS. Can you sing us a verse of the national anthem?
I can't sing in general. When we sing the national anthem, it's a great moment and time. So, I try to sing then. But I'm one person not being able to sing, which is,
That's all right. Maybe next time I'll get you. So, three persons, past or present, who you would like to have dinner with?
Just mum, dad, and my little brother Matt. Family is so important, and myself as well, that I'm always bouncing around everywhere. We never get to spend much time together. And when we do have dinner, you cherish it. So, yeah.
Nice family. Okay, so now that you've mentioned that your mum is going to be at this dinner, she's told you, Luke, she's going to kick back. What filet dish are you going to cook for this dinner?
I'd probably cook spring rolls. Like, I can cook...
Lumpia.
Yeah, I can cook them. I'd probably have a dig at sinigang as well. Sinigang's my favourite, so, yeah.
What's your favourite Filipino word? What do you say to your mum?
I say a lot of things to mum just to make her laugh. Me just speaking Filipino, she has a little giggle. Like whenever I say basura, you know, rubbish, she has a little laugh. And
basura.
Utut mi bahu, she has a little laugh. Maganda, guapo, inde. So yeah, I just love throwing them out there.
Okay. On tour, we all do this, part of the bonding session. I know you've been up there. What is your go-to karaoke song?
Karaoke is not one, like, even though it's a national sport of the Philippines and we're all proud of it, karaoke is probably one of my biggest fears. But if I have to do it, Wonderwall by Oasis.
Well, funny you say that. Oh, well, that's a good song. Great song. It's funny you say that because I interviewed the Twins in the UK, and that was their karaoke song. Yeah, so next tour, maybe you guys have to have a competition.
Yeah, well, yeah, we can all sing together, bring out a song.
So, Luke, finally, what's on the horizon? What's in the next 12, 13, 18 months for you?
Yep. Well, obviously, you know, now it's set in place during the week that an Emerging Nations World Championship is next year in Sydney. So there's a lot of young talent coming through at the moment. So, you know, help develop these players. And obviously being in Sydney as well now, I can, you know, help with development here and give Jace a help here in Sydney. And obviously another hand for Arwen away from here. But, you know, developing towards next year, the World Championship. It could be, you know, my last international test, retire from there.
You've heard it first, guys. You heard it first.
So, yeah, just see how we go. But, yeah, it's just exciting times now, at least for us, Philippines National Rugby League. We got something to strive for and a bit of a selling power for potential sponsors that want to, you know, jump on board in the Philippines, knowing that we'll be representing the Philippines on the international stage, which is great. So, everything's building towards there, and obviously helping as much as we can with the development and exposure with the domestic league over there as well. So live and breathe footy and Tamarau's.
You're truly an inspiration, and with your height, I'm sure you blend in Manila really well. So thanks for coming to SBS Filipino, and just tune in and just let us know what you keep doing.
Salamat.
That's all we have time for today on SBS Filipino. Be sure to tune in at Radio 97.7 FM, at Facebook, SBS Filipino, and our website, www.sbs.com.au. Salamat.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.